There is a place where names go to get butchered, and that place is the Chick-fil-A at Dallas Love Regional Airport. Oddly specific as we say, welcome to the L. Duncan Show with Gary Streisky.
It's your boy.
Bruh, I had the most hellacious travel.
I'm guessing that's Ellie Duncan.
Dude. So I go to Ojai. That's where I was. That's where we did the last podcast, where I've left my DNA all over the room. And I mean that because of you, because I drooled all over the room and cried laughing at your TS snow.
I'm still just crying at that.
It's devastating. But I was doing the ESPN Women's Summit. It was amazing. Talked with Candace Parker and Sydney McLaughlin Lavrone, and that was incredible. And just had a great time. I DJ'd. I looked like TS snow in some the pictures. DJ. Dude, that was such a deceiving picture. Like, I was actually just loading up a song on Spotify. I don't mix. I don't, like, actually. That's not.
It's like, yo, y'all get me real quick. Y'all get this real quick.
I just curate great music. Like, I do. That's what I do. But I'm not, like, a DJ. Anyway, So I got to get from Ojai, California to D.C. for some work stuff, for some business. And so I get on this flight and we're flying and everything's cool. I got to do a quick little layover in Dallas and then I'm on my way to DC where I'll land at 11:30 Wednesday night. As we're almost to Dallas, the pilot's like, yeah, there's some weather in Dallas and they would like for us to do a different route to get into Dallas to avoid the storm, but that's going to add 200 miles to our trip and we don't have the gas. So what we're going to do is we're going to divert. We're going to land in OKC, just gas up, wait out the weather, and then be on our way.
Oh.
6 hours later.
No.
6 hours on the tarmac. 6 hours on the tarmac.
What?
Yeah. And listen, they gave us a chance to deplane every 45 minutes. They were like, you can get off if you want to, but you couldn't get back on. And there's not a lot of flights from OKC to DC that are going to get me to where I need to be in time for this very important thing I have to be at on Thursday morning. And so I sat there for 6 hours on this flight. So fast forward, we finally get to Dallas. We're up against the clock. The pilot's like, we got to take off by 12:30 or this crew's going to time out and you're stuck in OKC.
Oh.
Wheels up, Gary, at 12:25. It's like, you know, the plane gods were looking out for us. We land in Dallas, 2 a.m. I'm starving, but you know what? I'm just going to go and get my hour and a half of sleep at a Marriott so that I can get back on a plane at 6 a.m. At this point, I'm starving. I haven't had a real meal since 2 p.m. the day before. And all I want is a little Chick-fil-A. I need that. I want that in my life.
Rebirth right there. Chick-fil-A, come on.
You know what I mean? Line is long. But we finally make our way to the front. We persevere. We get to the front. And the lady's like, hi, what's your name for the order? I said, I'm L. E-L? No, E-L-L-E. E-L. L like the magazine. I've never heard of that.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, L like the letter. Mm-hmm. We're good. So I pay and whatever, and I'm waiting. And it's a different person, of course, that takes your order than who gives you the order. You know, someone's out there slanging chicken biscuits. That's their job. They just slang the biscuits.
It's a system they got there.
And so she yells out, ta fair. Nobody answers. Top her. This man sort of just shrinks over, grabs his bag from her. As he slinks away, he looks at me and he goes, my name is Topher. So as I'm crying, laughing, 10 seconds later, Ellie.
Oh, no.
So I just want to give a big shout out to Top Her, who quite literally that butcher topped even Ellie.
Oh, no.
And it just was an ode to those in the podcast who listen from the beginning and know that names are a big thing.
Hey, you said Topper, though, and for a second, I was like, the dude from Stranger Things was getting Chick-fil-A with you? That's actually kind of awesome. You sort of missed an opportunity to get a picture, but we're just actually talking about our boy Toph. Our boy Topher.
It's just a quick Topher. Oh, it's just a Topher.
That's a tough go,
yeah,
Ellie.
Yeah. So anyway, needless to say, I'm feeling good, but we are also not doing – We haven't been in the studio in some time, or at least I haven't been. I know you slunked in there the other day.
Well, you know, it's multi-use, and I sort of do SportsCenter Snapchat too, so it's just kind of the place I have to go.
Yeah, it haunts you. And I'm off to South Carolina today. I'm going to go down to Columbia, South Carolina, and hang out with the South Carolina women's basketball team. They're getting ready to go to Paris, France, and play Notre Dame in the season kickoff. Yeah.
A couple follow-ups. That's awesome. Two, do you get to go to Paris with them?
Well, I'm going to the Paris of the South, also known as Columbia, South Carolina, Gary. And
there
I'm
very it is. Excited Damn, about Elle, it. You are on the move. You're racking up those miles. Hey, yo, when you were talking about being on the tarmac for 6 hours, I was thinking to myself, well, I know she had the extra leg room. And I know at most she was sitting next to one person. And well, no, so, that's it.
Yeah, I was. But I was the very first row, right? So because of that, everyone, we were stuck on the tarmac for 6 hours. So people were coming to get drinks. At first, it was alcohol. First, they were slinging wine.
Then they ran out.
But then people were having to go to the bathroom because of all the wine. So I was stuck. I couldn't stand because there was just a lot. And then there was a line of people getting off the plane. You know, every time he'd come and give an option to deplane, some of them would. So, you know, we got there safely and it was fine. But now we're back and sports is loaded up, dude. I feel like sometimes when you don't do, here's a little insight for you guys. Sometimes when you don't have to do sports television for a while, vis-a-vis you go on vacation or you're doing a bunch of summits and so you haven't been on television. I haven't been on television in like 13 days.
We've noticed, Elle. We've noticed. The people are talking about it. The people are missing you.
Someone somewhere is going, thank God for that. But normally, like, you can disconnect a little bit and you do because you don't have to be as sort of
plugged in.
Yeah. And sports is just sporting really hard. I mean, since I've been on television, the NBA season kicked off. Dude, Wimby is, he's like, I love watching him. It is like, you mentioned Stranger Things. It's like watching that monster spider thing go down the court and block people and stuff. He's like in the best possible way, like a incredible looking alien looking.
Go,
it's
amazing. Gadget Gumby. Did you see the tweet where somebody said that he looks like the thing you put out in front of a car wash?
Yeah, the floaty, the guy he's that
like,
dances.
He's like a holiday inflatable, just super tall and lanky and just going with the flow.
Yeah, he
which
is
amazing. Yeah. Hell, but you're making an astute observation, and today is that day that is one of the holy grails of sport. NBA is today.
Yeah.
NHL is today. NFL is today. World MLB. Series tonight. Yeah. And for the people in the comments, depending on who you follow, we also have Major League Soccer. So, I mean, we got the sport equinox. And I thought it happened more often, but I follow Joe Pompliano, who's awesome. He's great, and he always has like these nice little insights in sports. And he says it's only happened 29 times in the history of sport. And that goes all the way back to the Olympics, Elle.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I remember these days, like especially working in like regional, you know, markets where you have to like sort of cover all four teams. And these days at NESN, NESN was a buzz, you know, with all of the and typically because, you know, the teams were playing deep into the postseason, at least the Red Sox were. And then you had the hopefulness of the Bruins. So these are fun times because we earn these times. Like this is the time where we feast because the summer is famine. So when I tell you we are all getting fat and happy on all these storylines, but of course, we all know that really until January, NFL is the king, right? Yes. Like they prevail. They are sort of there's not as many games, and you can understand why. And I thought that this was a fantastic week for NFL football. It feels like we're in like Groundhog Day sometimes. Because it's like every single week there's a conversation about Taylor Swift and every single week there's a conversation about Aaron Rodgers, like defying all logic and science and proving that he is in fact Wolverine. So he was seen throwing a ball 2 months after tearing his Achilles. And then, of course, this is significant because we see Kirk Cousins of the Vikings go down with what Adam Schefter is reporting is an Achilles tear. Do we actually think that this could be a story, because I was very anti this is going to be a storyline. I was like, first of all, the Jets aren't going to be any good without him. Zach Wilson's trash. Now, I still don't think the Jets are any good, but they just keep stumbling into these wins. They keep finding teams that are playing worse, right? Any given Sunday. And at this point, like, they're very much in the conversation. It's early on. We're not even at week 9, right?
Next week, week 9, we're getting there, El. We're
9's after 8.
Yep. And what's after that?
First comes 7, 10. Then 8, then 9, then 10. But do we actually think the Jets, Gary, yes. are going to – you yes. do? Is this the thing that we're going to get?
They can sneak. The Jets could absolutely sneak into the playoffs. The Buffalo Bills aren't who we thought they were. The Dolphins beat inferior competition, and that was proven again yesterday when they – you know, stomped out the Patriots. It was close there for a second, but then turnovers did the Patriots in again. The Jets' defense is good enough to have them hang around every single game. And Zach Wilson made the plays when he needed to make them. That's all you can ask for. The throwing of the ball from Aaron Rodgers is significant. What's more significant is the fact that he's planting that Achilles. He's like planting it into, by the way, not to mention the same turf in which he tore it, right? So yeah. I think the mental thing, 2 months removed from an Achilles tear, is even more impressive than what could be happening physically, right? Because he might be just grinning and bearing it just to, for the sake of being like, I'm going to prove these people wrong one way or another. But I think to sort of have that, and it sounds corny, that mental capacity to be able to be on the field, plant with that foot, push off of that foot, and make throws, that's impressive. And if the Jets find a way to sneak into the playoffs, Aaron Rodgers is going to be suiting up. That's awesome to think about.
I mean, it is, but it also feels incredibly dangerous, right? Because even then, even planting and doing those kinds of things when no one's really trying to like take your head off.
Correct.
You know, I don't want it to be like, I don't know that we've ever had a story where it could like end potentially tragically like twice. But it just feels like if you really do think Aaron Rodgers has something in the tank, be grateful. This season's a wash. Like, even if this Jets team finds a way to get into the playoffs, they are not doing anything in the playoffs, even with Aaron Rodgers, who would be coming off of weeks of not really actually playing and still Achilles surgery. Like, no matter how we feel about how his recovery is going, the man still tore his Achilles damn near at year 40, right? So, like, that's something to consider. I still wouldn't put him in. I would be grateful that we're going to have our full offseason with him. That now we're not going to be, you know, we'll be completely unencumbered. We can go through our full offseason program with him when it looked like at some point it could be next summer before he could take a field. Like, that timeline's clearly gone, right? So just count your lucky stars that you get to have your full offseason with him. Do not rush that man back. I don't see it. I don't think it's smart. And I understand it would make a hell of a story and I would prefer it as a broadcaster, but oh my goodness, I don't know.
But on the flip side of that, you're talking about having an entire offseason with him. They did have an entire offseason with him. And then on the fourth play, whatever it was, fourth play, second play of the season, he was down. So you play an entire regular season to get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
So if he doesn't have to do the heavy lifting to get the team into the playoffs, and then he just has to go on what would it be? A magical 4-week playoff run?
Yeah.
I think you're letting the team do all the hard work, and he's coming back to effectively push him across the goal line. I think it would be an imagine
he would be their tush push.
We would have the human incarnation of the tush push, and imagine the coverage. We would our ratings would go crazy.
Could you imagine? That's what I said. I'll take it as a broadcaster. I would love that. Actually, it would be great. Great stuff. Greeny would be doing a lot of gloating. There would be a lot of Greeny gloat.
Yeah.
And deservedly so. If they found their way into the playoffs and he came back, it would certainly be it was crushing for them. Like, we talked about this at the time. The petty part of you was like what a after all this buildup. But the like human part of you is like, oh, how crushing. Like, the Jets really, they were so happy and excited. And it was at the very least gonna be a really interesting storyline. And it's great for television when New York teams are good. New York market is huge. You need them to be invested. Like, that is all good things for us and for what we do. So, you know, I'd be into it. But I have to stay there for a second with the Taylor Swift stuff and Travis Kelce, because do you remember the rant I went on a few weeks ago about, you know, I don't want, no, not that one. The other one where I was like, I don't want, if Travis Kelce starts playing bad, for you guys to blame her, that she's a distraction and whatnot. But because equity is real, yeah, totally reverse, Gare Bear. I love it here. Now it's like he's incapable of playing if she's not there. And we're doing even on the graphics of the game, like when Taylor Swift is there versus when she's not. And I kind of like this here.
Big enough sample size for us to realize when she's in the building, homie is ball. He's the dude in the gym when the girl is there and he's hooping. He's putting up shots. He's scoring points.
That's really a thing, huh?
Yes. That's so much the thing. Much much like what you thought wasn't a thing was you size up the exes. This is very much a thing. You know the missus is in the building? It's time to get to that next gear.
The missus is in the building. But
she wasn't, so six catches and a pedestrian 58 yards.
I love that. So not at all that it's the defenses or anything like that. It's just the idea that she's physically not there for. So what, he's just like glancing up at her? Is that what we think? Do we think that he just stares up at her at the
just
suite?
Just like recharges. Just to
see? Do we think that he can see all the way up there? You know, because camera shots make, like anytime he looks up into the sky, you know, camera shot makes it look like he's like, you know, checking for her.
Just like they're making direct eye contact. Listen, Elle, if they're putting people up, we've all been to Mile High Stadium. If you can sit up top in the 500s and see the players down on the field, they can certainly look up from the field and be like,
sure,
there she is, my 5'10", tall, drink of water, and she's a billionaire now, so I might just be able to retire pretty soon. 1.1 bill?
A sugar daddy? That's what you think? You think he's going to just put his feet up, retire, not play football, put his feet up? You think that's what she wants?
If given the option.
Oh, yeah? You think that's what she wants? You think Taylor Swift wants to just have a kept man?
Nah, she don't want to hang her on.
No.
Like, you go, you do you. I'll go do me.
You go and do you.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
I have been sitting on a t-shirt since my son was born. My son is about to turn 3 years old. He was born
X-Man.
December of 2020. And for the first time in his life,
I have been
proud to strap on a Denver Broncos t-shirt on that kid and send him out into the public. Let's go, Broncos!
This is a day in history that you'll never forget, but also because you're not three yet, you're never going to remember.
This is the first time. And you know what? Listen, was it a little passé to troll the Chiefs? Denver, after beating them for the first time since Barack Obama was still president.
2015.
Seems a little lame, but you know what? I will take it because we'll just get into it because I think it's time for the internet's favorite recap of just the highlights, just the most important talkers of NFL week. Insert the right number, Gary.
Ocho.
It's time for that segment. You little ADD, we got you. All the biggest stories right now. Too long. Didn't watch. Roll the music. After 14 straight L's, the Broncos finally beat the Chiefs for the first time since 2015. It's as if, for the first time, Russ did accept an invite to ride it. That pony. The saddle has been waiting, but hey, we're all in. Come and jump on it. The bandwagon, I mean.
Just going to let that one sit there just for a second. All right, just going to let that one sit and marinate. Yo, Elle is so giddy right now. Yo, what is that laugh?
We won!
I know. Yo,
And like won, Gary. We finally beat.
Straight up.
We like, beat them. Like we beat them. The defense showed up. Yeah. Like we beat them.
The Chiefs didn't lose. The Broncos won that game. There are kids in elementary school who are nearing their ninth birthday who have never seen that happen. Like they're knocking on the door of puberty and they're like, I've not yet
seen them compete.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes they just sort of fall into a win. Like they just like they dominated. They won.
They won a game. I mean, Patrick Mahomes might have had the flu, but anyway, listen. Hey, we're not gonna.
Hey, I saw him. I saw him win a Super Bowl on one leg. Shut up.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, here we go. Will Levis throws for 4 TDs in his first start, beats the Falcons. More importantly, beats the charges of being down bad after his breakup with Gia Duddy. Might just see her come back around like a boomerang. If you've been following, I don't know if that's the actual storyline, but it was something a month ago. So,
well, it always ends up being the woman's fault.
She left him for Morgan Wallen, if you believe things on the internet.
I mean, Morgan Wallen is not a what round country music star?
Second round.
He was great. After weeks of chanting, get rid of him, the Falcons finally benched Desmond Ridder after 7 turnovers in the last 3 games, switching to Taylor Heinicke, who then put up 20 quick points to give Atlanta at least a chance against the Titans. But what took you so long, Arthur? That's like Rocky finally throwing in the towel. By then, Apollo was already dead.
Damn, you really just...
He did that, Gary. That's Rocky's fault. And you know what? We never, ever lay that at his foot. We never put that on him. We never talk about that. There's no asterisks when we talk about Rocky. We just talk about what a hero he was. But he cost Apollo his life. He should have thrown in that towel. He should have been thrown it in.
But
he had too much... Like, I'm sorry. I'm off that. So I'm off the soapbox. But like...
Doesn't sound like it.
There's a black mark on Rocky's name.
Well, here's the thing. If he would have done that, we would not have been birthed the trilogy that is Creed. So can't win them all, L.
No, we could have still had Creed. Maybe his dad would have just been his coach.
Just in his corner. Yeah, he's just in his life. There's like no drama. It's just like a nice movie. Like a coming to age.
They could have been more heartwarming Mayweathers. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my gosh. Packers lost to the Vikings, but Gary wins. Gary signs a 4-year deal. Gary is getting $107 million over 4 years. Gary is awesome. I'll tell you now that I'm talking about linebacker Rashawn Gary. It just felt kind of nice pretending I was talking about myself there for a second. Damn.
Ego stroke.
I added in the Gary is awesome part. I don't know if you picked up on that.
Gary is handsome. Gary still has all his hair despite the fact he's approaching 40. Okay, let me stay with that game, Gary. Where is the love that we saw in September? For real, where is he? Because this version of Packers quarterback Jordan Love is a little shaky. 8 picks in 5 games, a big loss to the Vikings. When it comes to division standings, Green Bay is falling in love.
Ooh, they are. I like that. That was a nice little wordplay right there.
You like that?
If the Bengals switched to the NFC West, they would never lose a game. Yes, they're last in the AFC North, but all 4 of their wins have come against the NFC West. Most recently, 49ers yesterday, 31-17. And by the way, the Niners have lost 3 straight for the first time since 2021.
I know. I was a little concerned that maybe we jinxed Brock Purdy. We talked about how we had to move past just punting Purdy and move on to Brock. And maybe that's not what the football gods wanted. Maybe they're smiting him because of us.
Yes. He's like the old Chevy commercials. Like a Brock. He's sinking.
Oh, like a Brock. I used to like those.
Those are nice.
Okay. I got another one for you. The Jets beat the Giants after being totally and completely inept for like 59 minutes and then had a Herculean final 60 seconds, which sort of sounds like me in a 5K. If I see the finish line and the cheering crowd, I am freaking Usain Bolt.
Just done. When's the last time you ran a 5K?
Oh my God. Years. I don't run. I hate running. It's like, it's one of those things where Like just the idea of distance running just makes my knees and feet hurt. So like, I don't do it. I don't like to. I got guilted into doing one time. Like, you know,
it's guilted.
Yeah. Well, it's like a friend that's like, oh my God, it's like 3 miles. Like you, I just stumbled into a half marathon one day. You can do it. You don't have to train. And that's horse. I can't even run a mile without stopping. I can't run half a mile without stopping. I'm not a distance runner. I like doing sprints. I played softball for a reason. You do not have to run that much.
Give me the finish line. 80 feet away, 70 feet away. I don't know what the base paths are in softball, but give me something 65 feet away.
Yes.
I'm good.
Right?
So you could never survive in the Briscoe home. Nicole Briscoe and her husband.
No, they all run. I'm like, even like her little kids run. She's just like, all of them run. She'll be like, yeah, Finn's just going to go ahead and do a half marathon.
A half marathon this weekend in DC.
It's crazy. Yeah, they're all so fit. Yes. And incredible and active. It's so, it's the legacy that you leave, because my legacy, our children are similarly aged. She has an older daughter, and then her youngest daughter, Blake, is around Eva's age, who's my oldest. And yeah, she's like, my legacy I'm passing on to my children is this active lifestyle. And I'm like, we play Nintendo Switch every night with our kids, and they're getting really good at Super Mario Brothers.
Like, I'm passing on this Wi-Fi password to my kids. I'm passing on this internet connection.
I am passing you on the gift of the internet, baby. You can access anything you want. YouTube TV, whatever you need, you got it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm just advancing them and getting them ready. Do you have any more?
I got one more. What can Brown do for you? If we're talking to AJ Brown, the answer is literally everything. Another Eagles win, 38-31 over the Commanders. What's more impressive here is his last six games, and I'm just stealing this directly from our good friend Field Yates' Twitter. These stats are ridiculous. 8 catches, 130 yards, 2 touchdowns yesterday. 137 yards and a touchdown. 131 yards, 127 yards, 175 yards, 2 touchdowns, 131 yards. Those are his last 6 games. That's disgusting. Puka Nacua is like, that's a nice start, dude.
Yeah. Catch me, bruh. Catch me outside. There you go. That's your too long didn't watch week.
8, 8
Addition. De 8.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
When are you back? And then back on TV? And then when are we back in the studio?
Air tomorrow. I'll be doing SportsCenter from South Carolina. Tomorrow being Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday. And then I'm back in the studio on Wednesday. I'll fly back in the morning early Wednesday because you can't really get anything late out of Columbia to hear. And then and I'll be back at work on Wednesday. So I'm excited about that. I, as we close, I'm going to ask you about something and whether you're into it.
Here we go.
How do we feel about like no party that you're going to and no children?
Yeah.
How do we feel about grown-ups dressing up for Halloween?
I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
So if you don't have any of those things, like where are, I guess what I'm asking is like, where are you wearing those things?
But you're not going anywhere? Like, you're not, saying,
like you're not going
out
to a party or anything like that. So like, is it, if you're a grown up and you don't have like a proper thing to wear your Halloween costume to, is it okay to just like wear it to your insurance job on Tuesday? Or is it like, okay to just like go ahead and like run it at the grocery store on Halloween? Like, do you get to still sort of be of the day?
Yeah.
Whilst just doing your normal everyday things. Because I feel like those are the only people that just like show up to work dressed up in costume, right? It's people that don't have anywhere else to go.
Well, I fully endorse this. Matter of fact, this was me a couple of years ago when Chipotle did the dress like a burrito and get dressed like a burrito and get a free burrito. So you just wrap yourself up as tinfoil so you can save the $7.
So you spent, how much did you spend in tinfoil to wrap yourself up in it? Because tinfoil ain't cheap.
I know. Everybody knows the tinfoil industry. They're not hurting for cash. But tinfoil is something that you can find around the house. And it wasn't like this predetermined amount of tinfoil you have to wrap yourself in. You could wrap your arm in tinfoil and be like, look at my arm burrito. Now, I say this to say Halloween is a holiday where we can all just sort of be somebody else, dress like somebody else. And I think whether you have somewhere to go or not, you should still be able to live that. Everybody's a kid inside.
Yeah. I'm with it. Go get your freak on, quite literally. I'm just wondering if we can come to a catharsis here.
I don't even know what that word means.
If we can come to a consensus here that people who dress up to go to work.
What are you trying to get me to say? What do you want me to say?
I just feel like I can see you and Randy wearing like a vampire costume or something on air. And I want to just remind you that this is the annual time of the year, broadcasters, where you have to remember it's adorable to dress up until something happens. And then, you know, you're delivering the news as like a slutty nurse. So okay. please don't dress up, Gary. Please don't let them do that to you.
I have the quickest, funniest story real quick because you mentioned Randy. I'll give you 2 minutes here. So we dressed up when it was, I think, the Jags and Falcons in London and it was the Toy Story Day.
Yeah.
So John Lavoie, who's an incredible producer, obviously on the SportsCenter side, you're very familiar with him. He had the idea of, hey, let's dress up. It's Toy Story. Randy could be Woody. I'll be Buzz Lightyear. And we'll dress up and we'll have a talk back with Laura Rutledge. And then we'll go into Sunday Fun Day. And then it goes straight into the next hour. So I suggested, well, why don't we just do the whole show? So why don't we just do the whole 8 to 9 o'clock leading into Toy Story as Buzz and Woody? And Randy, of all people, was like, dude, I don't want to do that. Like, what if something serious happens and I'm like talking to Adam Schefter dressed as Woody from Toy Story? And I'm like, dude, that's not going to happen. Well, here's what happened. We lost comms with Laura. So the Toy Story thing fell apart. So we took off our costumes and we did Sunday Fun Day and then took off our costumes. And just as we took off our costumes and Adam Schefter walked in the studio, so too did Norby.
Your boss.
And the big boss. Big boss. The boss's boss. You know what I'm saying? He walked into the studio and I'm talking to Laura. We're having the talk back and Randy notices him. And then after all was said and done, he was like, dude, could you imagine? Norby walks in the studio. I'm dressed as Woody talking to Adam Schefter about NFL injuries. And I was like, touche, my friend.
Nerds.
Touche.
Nerds. Yeah, man. Listen, I'm down as much as the next girl to, I have no humility or shame. I think we all know that by now. There's nothing too lame for me. I'm corny. I don't care about any of those things. But it is, you do have to think about what's that like if something serious happens, because we never know when like these big breaking news are going to come down when something happened. And so you have to be aware of that. It's definitely a rookie move, but I see it all the time. I see these news anchors with their kitty noses. And here's the other thing. It's got to be something you can take off quickly. Like, don't paint your face. Don't do something that you literally can't get rid of in minutes if you need to. So Gare Bear, I will see you back in the studio on Thursday. We'll be reunited.
Okay. It's going to be great. The whole industry is talking about it.
Okay. What?
I don't know. It's just something I like to say.
Okay.
The people are buzzing about it.
Is that the name of the podcast title today?
The people are buzzing.
People are buzzing about it.
Ooh. Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. That feels like a long title.
We'll let Christina and Sarah handle that.
Yeah.
The deets.
Great dismount.
See you, Elle. See you Thursday.
Bye.